What about lapitinib? Where does it block?
Lapitinib is predominantly a HER1 and HER2, so it probably blocks HER1, HER2, as well as HER2, HER3. So it's pretty good. So it has probably both activities. I'm interested in lapitinib. I think it is an interesting compound.
Can you talk more about what's been seen clinically in terms of toxicity? It's oral, correct?
It's an oral compound. Two things. I think there have been several phase 2 studies, although I am recruiting to some of its studies. Kim Blackwell is the PI who presented in ASCO, and Burris. And what I think they have found is there is activity in heavily pretreated patients. They gave patients who were trastuzumab failures together with every single therapy failures, and they had responses in a number of patients and stabilization of disease up to, I believe, like 30, 40, maybe even 40, 50% of patients had clinical benefit. That is remarkable, I think, in heavily pretreated patients with single agent targeted therapies. And because of that, they're bringing the studies to earlier phase studies like first-line metastatic. And again, they're seeing good activity. I think it's an interesting compound that appears to be active because it affects, and they have done a very good job because they've looked at the pathways and it appears to affect not only proliferation, but the more important pathway appears to induce apoptosis too. So they have demonstrated that. So I think it's an exciting compound.